The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, though, the government's National Training Fund is funded by an employer's levy. The fund currently stands at around 1.7 billion euro, and employers' groups say that money should be spent or it should be handed back to the businesses that paid into it. Well, I'm joined now by Cathal Crowe, Fianna Fáil TD for Clare and Chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Education and Youth, and Neil MacDonald, who is Chief Executive of ISMI, and you're both welcome to the programme. And Neil, I might start with you. What's your issue with the fund?
The fund was set up in 2000 with a progressively increasing levy on employers via employers' PRSI, and is currently 1%, and that's generating about 1.2 billion euros a year in money into the training fund, which is kept separated from the national accounts, and it's money that under the original legislation was meant to be spent on in-work or work-adjacent training or for people who wanted to enter the workforce.
So it would be of benefit to employers?
Of course, it would be of benefit to employers and employees. The difficulty is that the law was changed last year to extend the range of expenditures it could be applied to. And the state can now take that money out of a fund which currently is in surplus to the tune of about 1.7 billion euro and spend it on the physical infrastructure of universities. And that's not what it was intended for. And in the meantime, our skills education for our workers is static or falling. And we're all seeing the output of it today. Even you see it in the Examiner today, industry telling Minister Lawless that we don't have the plumbers, the electricians, the carpenters to build out the housing that we so badly need.
So that's what you're saying the fund should be used to address.
That's what it was always intended to be spent on, and
well,
that's where it should go.
Let's bring in Fianna Fáil TD, Cathal Crowe, who's listening to that. It does seem somewhat disingenuous, Cathal, to use this fund for universities, for the upkeep, but also to subvent the fees now for families around the country.
Good morning, Claire. Look, the National Training Fund is a very positive scheme. It's around quite a number of years now. But recently, the International Monetary Fund ranked Ireland first globally in terms of skill readiness index. So we have an enviable position globally on this. The money to spend on this has gone up hugely over the years. So in 2026, the spend will be 94% higher than in 2021. It's treble what it was in 2016. So Minister James Lawless, my colleague, has very much opened up the purse strings. There is a need for agility in this because I'm a County Clare TD, but I remember in 2009, the Dell factory in the neighbouring county of Limerick closed with the loss of 1,900 jobs, and it was the National Training Fund became the main vehicle to reskill workers. So you cannot just have it all spent and allocated in the here and now. You do need to leave a little bit in the rainy day fund, and that was instrumental in the Midwest region. But I would say there are many benefits week in, week out, where small and medium-sized enterprise are directly benefiting from this. It's not tax recoupable, but they certainly derive immense benefits from their workforce.
So you're saying we are recognised globally as having a leading edge. Just to be clear on, you think that it is a good idea to have 1.7 billion sitting there in case something happens like the Dell situation?
But not the entire 1.7 billion is sitting there. There's a need for a certain amount to be unallocated so that it can respond to Dell-like situations. You would hope they wouldn't arise, but they can arise. There is, unfortunately, economic turbulence again globally. An awful lot of this has been allocated. As I said, the spend is 94% higher than it was 5 years ago. So it isn't the case of Minister Lawless holding on to money.
I know, but we can play with percentages, but there is 1.7 billion sitting in it now. And IBEC yesterday described that as a cash pile. And they say if you're not going to spend it, give it back to the businesses.
But just to respond to that point directly, when the legislation passed last winter in 2025, Minister Lawless was then empowered to use this funds in different ways, and he has now set up a plan from now out to 2030. So you will very shortly see most of this divvied up for certain projects.
But they don't want it used on university infrastructure.
Well, that doesn't represent where an awful lot of this goes. There's a huge amount of programs. There's mentor work program. There's AI readiness. There's innovation.
But the law was changed, Cathal, so that it will go to those projects. It will go to universities. It will go to student fees.
Universities are one of the key places where people upskill anyway. So this is, I would argue, within the remit of what all of this should belong to. We are at the cutting edge. We're number one ranked in terms of skill readiness in the world.
So Neil, what do you say to that? That it's going to universities, you mightn't like it, but actually ultimately it's going to help employers.
It is, really won't. And look, first of all, the money that is going to universities on training schemes is absolutely money well spent. What we're saying is that spending that money on the fixed estate is not. There is no point in Ireland turning out the brightest students in the world from schools and colleges, which, you know, the PISA scores and OECD say we do, and then letting them grow into the dumbest adults in the OECD. And these are not ISMI stats. You know, the OECD is saying that our adult literacy, numeracy, and active problem solving, as they call it, is below OECD standards. We have a fixation on third level degrees and qualifications here that's blinding us to the need for plumbers and chefs and carpenters and bricklayers. They're the skills that are in demand now, and we are not training young people into those available jobs now because we want to spend this money on universities. And lastly, I'll say, Claire, you know, the only direct funding that employers get from this is through the SkillNet Ireland funding. That's been static at 53 million for the last 3 years. It is scheduled to be static for the next 3 years. It was meant to be at 100 million last year. So employers are getting a 4% return on the 1.2 billion they put into the Exchequer for worker training. That's a bad return.
So what do you want to see happen?
What we want
fund?
To see, I mean, the deputy mentioned, for example, the mentors training. Our mentors training budget has been reduced by 45%, reduced from 45% from last year to this. And that has been really, really valued training for those business owners who want to expand and scale. And if we are going to have an economy where the domestic economy, the indigenous economy, is ever going to compete with our foreign multinational sector, we have to have an educated business owner base. And that can only be done by this sort of in-work and work-adjacent training, not in universities, not under the type of third-level training that we're trying to divert all this funding into now.
Okay, does that make sense to you, Cathal, that you would have a fund that is meant for very practical upskilling of workers, perhaps apprenticeships too, but the money is being diverted into third level?
Well, I would respectfully disagree to some extent anyway. I was a primary school teacher prior to my election to the Dáil. The classroom infrastructure is as intrinsically linked and critical as the teacher delivering the skill set. And the same applies at second level, third level, and all forms of tertiary education. So the two are inseparable, I would feel. And what I've seen in recent months is there's now a new emphasis by the department and Minister Lawless to look at key skill areas, apprenticeships, absolutely. I'll deal with that in a moment, but also areas like medical training, physiotherapy, graduate medical courses, nursing. In terms of apprenticeships, the spend on those has never been higher. But I would say there's a cultural barrier in some ways too. Excuse me, in terms of attracting people into those. I remember when I was teaching, a lot of youngsters would want to go into the trades, but mom and dad would say, why don't you try the college experience first, and then maybe you could look back at that. So there are cultural barriers we need to overcome, but the money has never been as high in terms of investment in that.
Do you want to take a minute there, Cathal, to clear the throat, and I'll come back to Neil on this. What is the difference between this National Training Fund funding and supporting universities, ultimately those people are all going into the workplace as well, and funding the type of training that you're talking about? It's all training, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but we have to have horses for courses. So, for example, the sorts of areas that our businesses are falling down in, again, these are not ISMI figures, these are DESI figures, they're EU Commission figures. Our SMEs are underperforming on information and communications technology training, digital intensity, electronic information sharing. Our SMEs are all poor at that. They're not the sort of qualifications you get with letters after your name after 3 years in UCD or UCC. These are
in-work training, or
some of them are actually delivered in universities through, for example, through micro credentials, but the micro credentials budget has been reduced as well. So it seems that the overwhelming priority here at least that's what it seems like to employers, is to reduce college fees and to spend the money that employers pay into the national fund to train their employees is been diverted into a slush fund for universities.
Okay, that's an interesting point. And Cathal, if you're back with us, that really does boil it down. The employers feel like they're being charged a levy to offset spending on universities.
Yeah, no, look, the employers get a good return from this as well. There's a lot of challenges coming down the line. We had a report out at the start of the week about the challenges of AI. There's green regulation coming. There's a lot of things that people have to juggle with. And this is the main funding mechanism to train people in those areas. I would make the point that these large multinationals very often have a very extensive in-house internal training budget, not so for small and medium enterprise. And the National Training Fund is the mechanism for that. It's highly funded. The money's been spent. It's not been withheld. There'll be more allocations coming across this year and next year. It's a good fund and has put us top of global rankings in terms of skill readiness. Sorry about the coughing.
Happens to the best of us. It's just, I suppose, where we're at here is that you're saying that the fund is working for employers, but the employers' representative group and Neil representing them is sitting here in front of me saying it's not working for us, and it just feels as though the government isn't listening to that.
I suppose, the gauge is hard that it is. I respect what he's saying, and it is at all times the door is open to the Minister's office if he wants to make a submission. We are looking at pre-budget things at the moment. The budget will be announced in October, but the work in it is already underway. But key metrics will show that this is working. Not all the money has been allocated, and that's prudent because, as I said earlier, we have had major closures of in Waterford and Limerick and parts of the country where this fund has been instrumental in terms of reskilling people.
All
and
right.
I've seen
and you've
it
made that point.
CTD, okay. How that benefits people.
We'll leave that there for now, but thank you very much, Cathal Crowe from Fianna Fáil, who joined us on the line, and Neil MacDonald, Chief Executive of ISMI, who was here with me in the studio.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.